Hi, this is Eloy Ortiz Oakley, and welcome back to The Rant, the podcast where we pull back the curtain and break down the people, policies, and the politics of our higher education system. Welcome to Season 2 of The Rant. I'm very excited to be back with you and share with you a whole new slate of interesting guests and topics. In Season 1, we had the privilege of being downloaded on every continent on the planet. We had more than 1,700 downloads and more than 114 hours of view time on YouTube. Thank you all for following. In Season 2, we will talk about skills, AI, adult working learners, Black learners, and the ways in which post-secondary education is being measured and valued in today's environment. Kicking things off will be my conversation with Undersecretary of Education, James Quall. James and his team at Ed have been very busy with rulemaking, with student loan debt issues, and of course, with Supreme Court decisions. So join us here on The Rant. Let your friends know, let your colleagues know about this podcast so that we can grow our audience. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel and leave us your comments. I'd love to know what you think about the podcast and if there are topics that you want us to take on in Season 2. Subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform so that you don't miss an episode. So, to start things off, let me start with a rant. Earlier this summer, the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, otherwise known as FIRE, filed a lawsuit against the Board of Governors of the California Community Colleges. They allege, among other things, that the California Community Colleges' new equity, diversity, inclusion, and accessibility rules, otherwise known as the DEIA rules, forced professors to endorse the government's view on politically charged questions regarding DEIA, and that it compels professors to teach the state's perspective on DEIA. Now, I had the privilege of leading the Chancellor's Office when these rules were developed and adopted by the Board of Governors. And in my non-lawyerly view, what FIRE alleges is ridiculous, with a capital R. While I am not going to get into the specifics of the actions taken by the system or the colleges, there is absolutely nothing in these so-called rules that was influenced by the state or by any government. The rules do not reflect the views of the state, but instead reflect the views and the aspirations of faculty, of staff, and most importantly, of the students that are served by the California Community Colleges. Valuing the diversity of the people and the perspectives in community colleges is a celebration of what makes our colleges great and has nothing to do with endorsing a government viewpoint. DEIA regulations that I was proudly part of give voice to the histories of diverse Californians that we educate, that recognize their unique talents in our colleges, and that give agency to the faculty and the staff to engage with their students and with their communities. The words diversity, equity, and inclusion are words of empowerment, not enforcement. I firmly stand behind the work that I was a part of, and I hope that today's California Community College leadership stands firmly behind it as well. So, that's it for now. Thanks for joining me here on The Rant. I hope you continue to follow us throughout Season 2. And remember to hit subscribe, leave me your comments, and follow us on this YouTube channel and on all of your favorite podcast platforms. Take care, everyone, and we'll see you soon here on The Rant.